6-0. 6-0.
Don't even start. Let me
no,
say Sacero.
Before we start this war, let's savor a little bit, Jorge. If you're just tuning in, Momo's in for John today. And the Rams have punched their ticket to the NFC Championship game in just a thrill. Actually, all four games. Complete and total thrillers this weekend. Jorge, if you don't know, our associate producer is a Niners fan. And
hey.
Not stepdad Leo is a Niners fan. But you know what? Let's start with the Rams. Oh, God. I got to tell you. I knew all along that the Tampa was coming back. I knew all along. You guys, if you followed your text messages, we were texting yesterday during the game. I hardly texted at all because I was so wrapped up in the thing. But after they failed to score at the end of the first half, I texted, that's scary. Not getting points there is scary. Then when we were up two touchdowns, I texted, this is the closest two-touchdown game I have ever been involved in. And sure enough, Tom Brady got him back into it. But then Money Matt. Oh, that's almost like something else. Money Matt came through big at the with 27 seconds left, got him down the field, set up the field goal. It was an unbelievable game. Momo's going to be along in a minute here. But Bergman,
yeah.
Did you think Brady was going to win that game?
Absolutely, I did. That's all he's done through his entire career. But what's funny for you, Mace, is that you didn't even respond to anything after the game was over. Like, I didn't know what happened to you. I was worried about you.
You really didn't know what happened to me?
Well, no. I didn't know if you, like, ran off. You had a heart attack from being so excited about everything because you didn't respond at all.
Yeska!
We can tell.
It was just funny. Like, I was like, is Mace okay? I haven't even heard from him in forever.
Oh, well, I just about had a cardiac arrest in that game. And I'll tell you where it really went south for me was the Cam Akers fumble. The Cam Akers fumble. So I've got, we watched the game in bed because I've had great luck watching the game in bed. Watched the game in bed. Side table had this big, gigantic iced tea, passion tea, you know, red drink. And when he fumbled, I somehow turned, knocked that drink completely over my computer, and I was like, F it, man. I thought it was over. I thought that was the end of the game when Cam Akers fumbled that football.
It was close. Did you think that Matthew Stafford fumbled when they got the ball back? Did you think he fumbled right before he started going down the field?
Oh, yeah, he did fumble. I thought he did fumble. He recovered it, but I thought he did fumble. It's very close. But he got it back, so there was no, you know, that was
no. But the fact that he even put the ball on the ground must have been scary.
It was devastating. Yeah, it was to every single play. And then I was one of the guys that said, just take a knee, let's get to overtime. Just take a knee, let's get to overtime.
Soft.
Just take a knee, let's get over.
Super soft.
Soft.
And go down the field, hit Cooper Kupp. Do you know what that play is called that he hit Cooper Kupp on?
I don't know, but I'm here listening to you, and I'm so sad listening to you saying you just wanted overtime, Mace?
No, I didn't want overtime. I just thought, let's not make any mistakes. Because I just saw.
So you were playing with fear.
I was playing with fear. Yes, I was.
If you go to overtime, you know the Bucks take that game, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If we win the coin flip, I think we march down the field and win the game. So you know what they call that route that Cooper Kupp ran?
What?
The love of the game route.
Aww.
That's what Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp called that
it's
particular
like a Kevin
play.
Costner movie.
He said it almost never works, but it worked when it mattered the most. Momo, it really was. There's nothing worse than losing a lead. There's nothing worse, and especially 27-3 to lose that lead. I was like, oh God, they have all the momentum. Oh my God,
I know. I think I actually texted you at one point when they went up 27-3. I'm so happy for you, Mace.
You did,
and you must have just been like, oh, you just jinxed it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I thought? I thought we were in trouble as soon as we didn't score at the end of the first half.
Yeah, the fumble.
As soon as that Cam Akers fumble, I was like, damn it, that last touchdown would have put it away.
But
that Matt Gay field goal that he missed from 47 or what, that would have put it away.
You know, didn't it remind you of the Super Bowl, though? I can totally see how the Falcons lost, because when you get up big like that, you play differently.
Yeah, I thought, and yeah, we'll talk about it. I thought McVay got a little, he gets into that, let's just run it three times mode.
Yeah.
And let's chew, as soon as you start thinking, let's chew up some clock. And at one point, I think, right in that sequence, Ireland texted us and said, or I don't know if there were a couple of text chains going on. He said, McVay is doing the right thing. Eat up some clock. I'm like, no, you attack, you attack, you attack. Now, at the end of regulation, I was like, yeah, but I mean, we've screwed this thing up six ways to Sunday, four turnovers. We got to be really careful, yeah. Get to overtime, win the coin flip.
I mean, what happens is you play conservatively. You try not to make mistakes, which is when you make mistakes. You try to have a prevent defense. Why do you think quarterbacks always score when they have a 2-minute drill? Because the defense sags off the receivers.
Yes.
They don't play it up. They don't play it straight up like they normally do. And then now there's always something underneath. There's always something that's open because the defenders are trying not to give up the home run ball.
So do you know what the love of the game route? Did you see the defense that Tampa Bay ran?
No, what'd they run?
They sent the house.
Ah,
they
Stafford.
Blitzed, which is one of the reasons it worked. Todd Bowles blitzed on that play.
The love route.
The love route. Yes.
I mean, Costner was in The Bodyguard.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it really is a Kevin Costner movie, right?
Oh,
the love of the game route.
The love of the game route. What a great play.
I mean, can you imagine him saying that in a huddle? Hey, guys, let's play for the love of the game.
Or he looks at Cooper Kupp and says, love of the game route. They go out there.
It's kind of a lot to say. It's kind of a mouthful.
Love of the game route.
I mean, Norman's like, Omaha, Texas, Tennessee. Like, it's, you know.
Oh, God. What a game.
I would have started laughing. I would have been like,
I was so, and I really was on an edge. In fact, it was so bad. Jorge always says, be edgy, be edgy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Jorge. You do
come
not
at
wanna,
me.
You do not want to watch a game with me.
No.
Because I was cursing. I was, oh, man, it's over. I was like, they're only two scores down. This is Tom Brady. We are screwed.
You were even texting in all caps.
All caps.
Oh,
I was texting.
Edgy Mace.
And afterwards, Juan looked at me and said, and actually yelled at me after we won, and said, you are an a-hole to watch a game with. You are an a-hole to watch a game with. Because I, you know, he's like, la, 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 we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to I'm like, no, it's Tom Brady.
But that's how it has to be. When you're watching a game, I know when I watch the World Series, like, don't talk to me. I don't need to have conversations with you. Don't ask me to go outside and take the trash out. Don't do any of that stuff. Leave me alone during a game. So I get it, Mace. You're right to be that way. Sorry, Juan. I'm with Mace on this one.
Yes, exactly. That's part of being a fan. Although, let me see. Did I enjoy it? Well, I enjoyed it afterwards. I never enjoy the game when it's going on. I enjoy it afterwards. Like, oh, my God. I was like, last night I was just like coasting around. Totally. I was, you know, my altitude was very, very high, if you know what I mean.
Did you watch the next game? Like, were you?
Oh, hell yes. Are you kidding me? It's even better high. That game was even better high.
Like, what was your reaction when Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes were just trading GOAT moments?
It was just, I mean, that game.
Dude!
It's such a cliche, right, to say you hope nobody loses the game, but somebody actually, and I want to get to that a little bit because, you know, it seems like, and this is a really rare, like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of game. That's one of the best games I've seen.
It really was.
But I think that they should tinker with the overtime rules.
I've always
Josh Allen should have gotten a chance to match Patrick Mahomes. You can't just win the game on a coin flip. And I know they scored a touchdown and all that, but you shouldn't be able to win a game. When they were both scoring so easily, scoring at will, whoever won that coin flip was probably going to win the game.
Yeah.
And you gotta feel for Josh Allen. Oh, man.
So what's the best way? What's the best way to fix the playoffs, then, the overtime rules in the playoffs? Do you go 10 full minutes? Do you just
No.
The other team absolutely
gets I think just you get a chance to match them.
So, and if they match, you keep playing.
Yeah, to me, at that point, Josh Allen should have gotten a chance to score a touchdown. And as soon as you don't match, that's when it's over.
It's over.
It's a little bit like college football's playoff, except you're not at the 20-yard line or whatever they do now, 20, 15, 30, whatever that is. You just try to go the length of the field. So I think that you should have a chance to match what the other guy did.
See, I think it should be a full 10 minutes. You go, no matter what, you get the full 10 minutes. If you score twice, you score twice. If the other team only scores once, they only score once. But at the end of 10 minutes, that's whoever has the most points at the end, that's who wins.
I mean, I can live with that. I can live with that.
No,
I mean, I just don't think the game should be won on a coin flip.
The referee even said at the game, we're starting a whole new game.
We're starting a whole new game. No, we're starting one drive to win the game.
Right. So if you're starting a whole new game, start a whole new 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And just let it go through there.
Hmm. Oh, God. What is it about the NFL? I mean, granted, I don't remember a weekend. I don't think there's been a weekend where all four games came down to the last play. The last play.
I mean, even just the week before were boring games. They were all blowouts.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, the NFL just has, and I don't know what it is about the game, but it's just so much better than every other game.
And the Niners didn't have a lead throughout the whole game until that final field goal to win it. That was their only lead.
I didn't bring up the Niners.
But yeah. I'm just bringing it up.
Okay, no. I got to tell you, in terms of all of the emotional reactions, like definitely I felt most connected to the Rams game because I know so many Rams fans, especially you. But I have not been activated like that in terms of like rooting for another team. I didn't realize how much I was rooting against Aaron Rodgers during that game. And like, did you check Twitter during the game or even after?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Were they killing him?
The Aaron Rodgers slander on Twitter afterward. just type in Aaron Rodgers and scroll. It's so the memes and the people are so funny. The jokes, everything.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody was I think he is catching a disproportionate amount of our COVID fatigue and frustration.
Well, he's made himself that.
And I think people are so sick of this at this point, right? Everybody's so tired of the pandemic and they want to move on with their lives. And you know, you still got to be safe because it's Omicron, yada, yada. And so then he just became this lightning rod and he kind of doubled down on it. He did this interview with Kevin Van Valkenburg before the game and doubled down on it. And, you know, and then it just... I don't know. It was so satisfying. Jorge, I'm happy for your Niners, but it was just so satisfying to see him lose there. I don't usually get like that. I really was.
I have a – actually, there's a piece of – I'll get it coming up next. There's an interesting poll about that. Plus, all right, so today's celebration day. We got plenty of time for rivalry week. I hate Frisco. Hate the town, all that stuff. hate the Niners. Hate the Giants. I don't really hate the war, but I don't want to – play the Warriors necessarily, but we've got obviously a huge intrastate rivalry that we're going to talk about. Me versus Jorge, me versus not stepdad Leo, not stepdad son, not stepson Mason wants to win this week. Mason, 877-710-ESPN. Any reaction to the weekend? Rams fans, any reaction to that game? Matthew Stafford, now the trade was completely worth it, right? He is officially the guy. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if when I was a little kid, so I was a huge, people don't believe, we could call my mom and she would verify this. When I was a little kid, I was a Rams fan. And if I would have told my little kid self that one day you will live in Los Angeles, you will be on the Rams official flagship station, and you will be at an NFC championship game for your favorite team, I would have been like, no way. No, it doesn't seem possible. Doesn't seem possible. And here we are.
Here you are, Mace. I got a question. Do you have Super Bowl tickets, like, either way?
Yes, I do. I do. Yeah, I will. I'll say I will. Yeah.
I mean, like, let's say it's the Niners who win. Do you have them?
Yes.
How much you want for them?
Jorge.
I love the confidence.
How much you want for those tickets?
What's your salary, Jorge?
Enough to get your tickets.
I'll put it this way. Now, here's the thing coming up this weekend. By the way, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. So, I know, Rams fans, season ticket holders, it's tempting. Like, do you know, I'll just tell you, for my seats, and I'm lucky, I've got really good seats. I could sell them right now for $7,000 a ticket.
Whoa!
$7,000 a ticket.
$7,000 each.
Each.
How many seats do you have?
Two.
Oh.
Two. Now, I know there are a lot of Rams fans out there who are like, yeah, I mean, I could pay for my entire season by selling these tickets.
Mm-mm-mm.
The cheapest, the nosebleed, the level five, the 500s at SoFi, $800 a seat. $800 a seat. Now, I know if you're a season ticket holder, you're like, yeah, I can cover the whole net with this thing. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. We got to be there. We got to show up. We got to be there.
And what's your number? Is there a number? Is there any number could tempt you?
No number. None.
$1 million.
Yep. No number.
$13 million.
Look, I invested in this team a long time ago now with season tickets.
$250 million.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. You want to give me Jeff Bezos money, of course. But no, I mean, I'm signed up for this for the long haul, man. And this is the exact moment, the exact time that you wait for. And the idea that we could have back-to-back home games now. Niners and then Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Woo!
I mean, a long time ago, it felt really cart before the horse to say, yeah, and then we'll be home for the Super Bowl. No, we are now 60 minutes away from being home for the Super Bowl.
So you know the big story, though.
Well, before we get to the big story, and I want to do this. This is Jorge pulled the Spanish language calls.
Okay.
For both the love of the game play, which was Stafford to Kupp down the field to set up the field goal, and the field goal itself. This is Troy Santiago from 980 AM La Mera Mera.
Aquí viene otra vez el centro de Stafford. Tiene tiempo. Va a ir a lo profundo con Cooper Kupp. ¡Pase completo!
Right.
¡A la yarda 10! ¡A la yarda 10! ¡Y los Rams están ahí! ¡Los Rams están ahí! Con 12 segundos la tiene que picar Stafford. ¡La tiene que picar Stafford! ¡Pícala, papi! ¡Pícala! ¡Pícala ya! ¡Pícala! ¡Y la picó con 4 segundos! ¡Y Bad Gay tiene en su pierna el boleto al campeonato de conferencia!
So Troy was basically saying, spike the ball, spike the ball, spike the ball.
He's running out of time. Only a little time left. Piccolo.
Just piccola, piccola. Yeah. Like, spike it, spike it. Man, his voice is just so exciting calling that game, man.
And we got the field goal. Here is the game-winning field goal.
Esto es de película. Esto es de Hollywood. 4 segundos. 30 yardas. ¡Entró! 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 ¡Entró, maldita sea! ¡Estamos en la final de la Conferencia Nacional! ¡Estamos ahí! ¡Otra vez! ¡Otra vez! ¡Otra vez! ¡Vámonos!
That is awesome.
I love the referee jumping in. That's the end of the football game.
I know,
game.
Right? The microphone picked that up.
That's the end of the football game.
Is he in Tampa to call that, or is he?
He was in Tampa. Yeah, okay, he was in Tampa to call it. Yeah.
Oh God, what a great call! We should, in fairness to English speaking people, find the JB Long call for the same stuff.
Yep,
we'll do that coming. JB Long. Oh God, those guys got to be coming out of their shoes. What a spectacular game. Now, Momo, you said now the big question. What is the big question? I know you're about to, what is the big question?
So not an hour after the game.
Yes.
Ticketmaster decided to restrict sales of Rams Niners tickets to people with a greater Los Angeles area code. Zip code.
Yes.
Just like they do at Disneyland, right? SoCal residents only.
Yep.
In other words, they're colluding with the Rams to help the Rams lose their home field advantage.
I mean, I don't even think it's Ticketmaster. I think the Rams said, you know, here's what we're going to do. Now, it's been reversed. As of today, you no matter where you are, you can buy tickets.
I didn't think a private company could do that.
Sure. At Cincinnati and Tennessee did something like that yesterday, too.
You like this thing, Mace? You liked it?
I was okay with it. Yeah, I was okay. I mean, I want the Rams to have those tickets. I want Rams fans to have those tickets. No question.
It's kind of a restriction on interstate commerce. I mean, it's kind of...
It's not interstate. It's intrastate.
Intra. But, you know, somebody could be coming from Arizona or something, or Nevada or whatever.
Here's the thing I would say. Now, I got to hang out. The people next to me were Niners fans that last game. I got to talk to some Niners fans. Most of them live in L.A. I mean, they bailed on San Francisco long ago. I would argue that most of those Niners fans left Frisco and said, I want to go to the Sunshine in L.A., and I'll still root for my team.
Or it was probably way too expensive in San Francisco. San Francisco cost of living is ridiculous.
They're out in the middle of nowhere. Levi Stadium is out in the middle of nowhere.
No, I meant just living in San Francisco became...
Living in L.A. is expensive.
It's expensive, but it's not San Francisco. No.
I lived both places. I will say...
Yeah.
Los Angeles, I mean, you can... It's expensive either city.
Yeah, either
so,
city.
You just... The weather sucks.
But here's the problem. The NFL was not in Los Angeles for 20 years, and a lot of other franchises sort of cannibalized the fans here. They sort of Raider fans are still here, Cowboys fans, Packers fans,
sure,
Niners
yeah,
fans.
Yeah.
And I think the Rams are winning people over. I really do. But if you've been rooting for the Niners your whole life, like Jorge over there, you're not going to change just because the Rams
are
good.
Yeah, but a lot of people are on Twitter saying, Jorge should have to give up his Dodgers card.
It's a different sport.
No, it's
a totally different
sport.
You're pro Frisco.
And also, you didn't have a team.
We didn't have a team. What do I root for?
You're totally pro Frisco.
How so?
You're
I'm not rooting
Frisco.
For the Giants.
You're
I'm not rooting for the Giants.
Frisco.
It's a different sport, though. The Giants.
Yeah,
and
but you're,
Niners,
you are rooting
different
for
sports.
Frisco in this game.
What's the rivalry for the Niners? You can't say the Rams because it hasn't been like that.
Sure. It
exactly.
Is, well, I mean, through the 80s, it was always the Rams.
Right.
The Rams have always been, since I was a little kid, the rival. I mean, you go back to the 70s. It was the Rams. It was the it was the Niners. It was the Cowboys, and it was the Vikings.
But it's not as big as the Dodgers and Giants. That's what I'm saying. It's a difference. It's just a different sport.
Yeah, I
also,
think
the Dodgers didn't leave for 20 years.
That's what I'm saying.
I think people are very upset with you.
I will
come at me.
I got your
say
back on that. I'm a Raider fan, so I understand where you're coming from. But
they
actually
once were here.
Yeah, they were once here.
Yeah. All right. So coming up next, we'll get some calls in 877-710-ESPN. The football week. I got some nuggets from the other games too.
Ooh,
I like when you come up with nuggets. Yeah, good nuggets.
Look at you working. I thought you'd be all hungover today.
Oh no, I always wake up fresh after a night of Puta Yesca. 877-710-ESPN. Plus, we got JB Long's calls of those great moments from yesterday's Rams win over Tampa down in Tampa. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Kick was down the middle and good! 49ers win it!
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, it's too early for this.
Dang.
Jorge, it's too early for this.
No, it's never too early.
I don't have access to any buttons in any production whatsoever. You've got an enormous advantage here. There you go. Now you're talking.
I'm playing fair. I'm playing fair.
Be doing this.
Put your Rams hands up. Put your Ram hands up. Boy, that thing holds up really well, doesn't it? That sounds great. And then we get this garbage. This trash.
All right,
take out the trash on Sunday.
Hey,
take out the
cool
trash.
Do you know how cool it is that you have a rival?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't just some game or some team. You get to play against your rival.
I know.
This is the team that's beat you six times in a row.
This is for everything.
For everything. This is what's great about sports.
Yeah, you know what I love? The Rams are we're underdogs in this game.
It's great.
We are the underdogs.
They are. They should
buy. Well,
Niners are the heavy. Just ask a Niners fan. They think they've already got this thing in the bag. Look, Jorge, already got this thing. Hey, we're just underdogs. How about that for a play? We're underdogs.
That's the play you're going to make? You're not going to go after Jorge even a little bit? He's playing stuff from
it's early.
Bang, bang, Niner
It's game. Early. It's a long week.
Shh, listen to you.
This is how it should be, though. If you're going to go to the Super Bowl, you need to vanquish all of your challengers. Everybody who's beat you in the past, everybody who's been a thorn in your side, you need to beat them. It would have been nice to beat the Packers, but I think this is even more satisfying.
By the way, I want to say this. Wednesday, we're giving away tickets to the game on Sunday, the NFC Championship game. And I think, like Ticketmaster, we're going to have a zip code restriction.
That's great.
You must have an LA zip code to win. No, well, actually, when you take the name, you'll also take the zip code, Jorge.
A zip code, or are you going to say who you're rooting for?
Oh, yeah, that's actually easy. Yeah, who you're rooting for is easy. Yeah. We don't need a zip code restriction. Yeah.
Because, I mean, as you say, there are Niner fans who live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, too many.
Can we have some kind of bet between you and Jorge?
Yes.
Yes, let's do it, Mace. What do you want to do? Nothing crazy, though. No eyebrows, shaving, nothing. You already did that. Something else.
Yeah, no, that's all done. By the way, my eyebrows just about back.
Wow.
They asked me to go on to do a couple TV things this week, and I'm going to say yes. My eyebrows back.
Who's they? Where are you going to be?
I don't want to say. I'll surprise you with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll surprise you.
I like TV, Mace.
Yeah, TV Mace. It'll be fun.
I mean, Radio Mace is way more fun. But
do we have JB Long's call of these two big plays? We played Troy Santiago. Do we have JB Long's call?
Up in the gun, left foot forward, leaning in to take the snap. Bounces, deals, deep down the right side. He's got Kupp running down the hash marks. He reels it in at the 15. Cooper Kupp has the catch, tackled at the 12, puts it down in game-winning formation.
There you have it, JB Long. God, he's got to be so excited.
Otra vez.
This will be our second Super Bowl since the Rams have been back.
Not bad.
Pretty good run.
Yeah.
Pretty good run. Let's go to Steve in North Hollywood. Steve, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, Mace, man. That was insane, man. I was losing it in that fourth quarter, but hey, I want to make three quick points, really quick. First one, I cannot stomach the fact that you have somebody working in the studio there, Jorge, who's a Niner fan. I grew up, they were the enemy, Montana and Rice and Taylor, and oh my God, they owned us and it was horrible. So I didn't want to hear anything about that this week. Second, you guys are doing giveaways all the time. Can you guys make it something beyond the seventh call? It's often the seventh call because I listen through an app while I'm working and it's delayed. So I'm always late. Maybe 10th call, 14th.
Okay, we're going to do Wednesday. We'll do the lie of the day. You've played the lie of the day before, right?
Yeah, I have. I was on hold and I had it one time.
Okay, so that rewards you for listening to everything on Wednesday, and we'll do that at 3:30 for lie of the day.
All right. Well, hey, so I wanted to get to this, though. You know, you were touching on it briefly earlier, but McVay and Stafford, they're in bed together. They have some relationship. But, you know, he traded for him, gave up a lot. And I felt like he had lost some confidence in Stafford after those games of the interceptions.
Yep.
And he was getting more conservative than he wanted to be. And he, look, when that game became 27-20 after the touchdown, Tampa Bay, I think there was 3.5 minutes left, 3:15 yep. left. They ran Akers on first down, the Rams. And then it was a passing down, as far as I'm concerned.
I completely agree with you. Then it's attack, and instead they ran Akers again, and that's when the fumble happened.
Right. But now look, even if he didn't fumble, he wasn't going to go anywhere. It's a great run defense. We were having trouble running all day. You were still going to give it back to them with a lot of time. Try to win the game. And I think that last drive, when he finally went for it, he said, you know, we're going to take that 40 seconds, 42 seconds, and we're going to try and win that game. That, everything for me. I think Stafford is more confident. I think McVay's got more confidence in him. And I think they're going to try attack this time. If yep. they don't, you know, if this game comes down the stretch, they're going to attack. So I feel better about it.
Steve, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I said exactly the same thing. They ran on first down in that last sequence, and then I said, now you throw, now you attack, now you throw, now you attack. Instead, he ran again. Now, you can't account for the fact that there's a Cam Akers fumble there. And he had picked up a couple yards. But I don't want this burn-the-clock mentality. I want attack, 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 attack.
But then, if you're throwing the ball around, what if there's
it's
a
right.
drop pass?
It's all right. Attack, man. You're a couple first downs away from winning the game. Get the first downs.
There's a lot of strategy that goes involved there. Like if you miss on third down and then they have to kick the ball away off of a drop pass, then the clock stops. They get more time.
Instead, you just turn the ball over. Let's go to Jack and Tarzana. This is a depressing call. Jack, you're on 710. What's up?
Steve, I love you. I love you, bro.
Love you too, Jack.
Yeah, look, I ain't going to make a profit. It's a business. I got season tickets. I'm going to make $3,000, and I'm happy about it. And I'm going to some San Francisco fans, and I couldn't be more happy because next year I'll use this money to buy some more season tickets, Steve.
Jack, what the point of season tickets is to be there when it matters the most. Why do you go to a Tennessee game in the middle of the season if you're not going to hang out for the NFC title game?
Look, hey, I bought the seats just like Cranky sells seats. It's a business. And I decided if the Rams get this far, I will sell my tickets, Steve.
Hey, Jack,
and I'm making some money.
Jack, if the Niners go to the Super Bowl, are you going to go to the game or are you going to sell those too?
Oh, I haven't decided yet, bro. I haven't decided.
Okay.
Hey, Jack. rethink your position, Jack.
Are you a
Rams fan, though?
Or is this
wonderful.
Business for you?
Yes, sir, Bob. I got right. the dance up on this one. Thanks, right, fellas.
Jack. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jack.
I don't think he's a real Rams fan.
No, I look, it's true that you have the opportunity, if you're a Rams fan, to sell your tickets and pay for your whole season. That's the truth of it.
That's it.
You can pay for your whole season of season tickets by selling these. But what's the point of having season tickets if you're not there for the biggest moment of the season, which is this? I guess I understand the math. I don't understand mm-hmm. the emotion behind it. When you buy season tickets, it's like you're buying stock in a team.
Right.
Like, I want to be there for this team. I want to be there every week. I couldn't live with myself if I sold my season tickets for whatever amount of money, and then I sat at home and watched the game and watched two Niners fans rooting like crazy for the Niners.
I mean,
I just
want to
bring back
fan,
Yes Siri, Bob.
Huh?
I just want to bring back Yes Siri, Bob. I think that's a saying we should say more often.
Did he say Yes Siri, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, he said all the time, it's a business. I mean, I don't know that he's a real fan. I think he's like...
Right, it's a business.
He buys tickets on spec because he knows...
There's nothing emotional about it. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes Siri, Bob. My grandpa used to say Yes Siri, Bob.
Why do they say that? Like, where did that come from? Is there an etymology behind
yes,
that?
Yes Siri, Bob. If you know, 877-710-ESPN. All right, more of your calls coming up. 877-710-ESPN. Momo's in for John. And we'll do Wheel of Questions coming up next. It's an interesting one. They're all interesting ones. They're all very personal today. Very personal questions. Gosh. So we'll do that coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, I was just looking here. A woman named Liana, I just retweeted her, is selling four 49ers-Rams tickets for Sunday in section C-130. Those are actually really good seats. For $350 each. If anybody missed the pre-sale or is looking for an extra, please send me a DM. So I just retweeted that. Contact Liana on DM if you're a Rams fan and if you want to be there.
Yep.
And if you're a 49ers fan and you want to be there, lose Liana's number. All right.
Hey.
So I got something interesting here. We'll get to your calls in a second. 877-710-ESPN. Playback. What is the name of the guy from Tarzana? Jack in Tarzana. Playback Jack in Tarzana real quick. Jack, you're on 710. What's up?
Steve, I love you. I love you, bro.
Love you too, Jack.
Yeah, look, I ain't going to make a profit. It's a business. I got season tickets. I'm going to make $3,000. And I'm happy about it.
Okay, all right. So that's enough. That's enough. So somebody named Pacific Jam News tweeted me and says, that old man caller is John Ireland. Is it possible that that is John Ireland?
No. Sorry.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I've heard Ireland's many, many voices that he does. That one.
There aren't that many, by the way.
No, it's old man Ireland, which is amazing.
Yeah, old man Ireland's the best.
Yeah, that's the best one.
And I think that's it. Does he
Can
have
we get Ireland
voices?
On the phone? Is he flying someplace?
He is
gotta be
on
flying
his
to Brooklyn.
Way. Yeah, he's on his way to.
I love you, bro.
No, that's not Ireland.
Love you too, Jack.
Yeah, look, I ain't going to make a profit. It's a business.
He does say yes, siree, Bob, at some point.
He's setting a bad example for Rams fans. Setting a bad example. By the way, if you've got any available tickets, like you got to the presale, you bought a couple extras, or you're not able to use them, and you're a Rams fan, tweet me, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. I will retweet you, and we'll make sure that those tickets wind up in the hands of Rams fans. Okay, want to spin the wheel of questions?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Yes, sirree, Bob. That's a drop we will hear again. All right, so Wheel of Questions brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around, not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Give her a spin, Jorge. Okay. This is a burning question. It's kind of more for Jorge and Bergman than it is for Momo,
okay.
Although she gets a chance to respond.
We'll see.
Jorge, Bergman,
see.
Given
yes.
Momo's history, do you think she treats you fairly, or does she look down on you a little bit?
Jeez.
Oh, man.
That's your wheel of questions?
Yeah, it is. Jeez,
I'm nice to everybody. What are you talking about?
She is nice to everybody.
How did you get these tickets?
you get to growl?
Couple of instances. Why do you guys get to growl? You were upset that they got to growl one day. Another day, you went to a Lakers game, and Bergman was there, and you said, how did you get this ticket?
Should we let
guys, what
respond?
Do you think?
So, I mean, I think there's a lot.
By the way, Bergman, in fairness, you're the one that brought this up to me today.
I just think that
let's see what else is on the wheel.
I think Momo loves us. I think she thinks we are wonderful people. I mean, maybe not wonderful. I think she really, really likes us. We're friends.
Yes.
I think she thinks of me and Jorge as friends.
Yes, sir, Reba.
I think there's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of there. Not a lot, but a little bit.
How real should I be here? How real?
100% real.
Oh,
100%
real.
100% real?
Yeah,
the truth is, Greg, I have been covering the NBA very deeply for 15 years, okay? And it's like those are really good seats that they give you on press row. And there are times that, like, I will be in the front row or maybe the second row. And then there are times, and I'll tell you this, there are times when they put me like way up high at midcourt. Sometimes that's where Don Ireland sits. That's generally good for broadcast, but I hate being up there because I have to walk through the crowd all the time. And you get stuck. You're trying to go fast when you're on deadline and stuff. And so when I get the seats down below, like I always feel like those are seats for beat writers or people who are writing and working the game who have been doing that for a long time. And so my reaction to you being there was more like, what are you doing here? Like, you don't need to be here. Like, that's kind of mean, but it's kind of, but I'm being real with you.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah. my response to that was, I did not ask for those seats.
Right, right. Exactly.
I was just given them. But and like, I was very happy to sit next to you, and it kind of hurt my feelings.
I know. I understand, aww. But it's like, it's like 15 years of going to press conferences, traveling and working sources and writing and, you know.
So you don't think Greg should be allotted a great seat for the – like you don't want Greg Bergman to have a great seat at a Lakers game. Is that what you're saying?
Were you working at the game? Were you like – or are you just there to watch?
No, I mean, I was going to the game. I mean, I talk to people.
He is working. He comes on the show the next day and talks about it.
Right, exactly. Okay. We have the conversation. And actually, the conversation has lasted three years now.
Of all the people who were there – you're not even at the top of the list of people who I would say don't deserve those seats. You're like not even close. You definitely deserve the seats way more than a lot of people who get them.
You're just
the only one I would say that to.
You want to name names?
I mean, I feel like there's trust there then that you can say
there's
that
a whole bunch of people who are like at games, not now after COVID, okay, but like before the credentialing and the number of people like there. It makes it very difficult to do your job when there's too many people in there. Because now right. everything becomes a giant group and that you can't have one-on-one conversations with people. And when I – back in my day when you first came into
you know
the
what's
business,
amazing to me?
Huh?
It's amazing to me that actually there's some truth to
yeah,
this
question.
Yeah,
there's totally some truth.
I expected a flat denial from you.
No, you said you want me to keep 100 to you,
yeah,
right?
I'm
going to be real. Like,
you said 100.
I mean, the truth is – people who are at the game and are working, and I even feel bad. I'll tell you, I even feel bad because I don't write off games as much as I used to. In the playoffs or for big games, I will write live off the games on deadline. But back in, you know, when I'm my newspaper days or when I first started ESPN, I was writing live every night. So I needed those seats so that you could be writing on deadline, you could see the game, but also you can get to the locker room as fast as possible. You don't get stuck in the crowd. Like all these things are these are literally part of the we have a Association of NBA Writers, like we negotiate that.
Yeah, Greg, you're not in the association.
No, I'm definitely not.
Pro yeah, Basketball Greg. Writers of America.
Would you think it's fair though? If you're a beat writer, isn't yeah. it more likely? Isn't it better for you if you're at home watching the game? I mean,
no.
Should a beat writer be at the actual game?
Yes, always, because you can see things on the bench. You can see people talk. Plus, when you're really doing the job the right way, you're talking to people the whole game. You're like, I'm up and walking around. You went to the game with me. You saw me. I sit there, but I'm talking to people.
You were gone for the whole second half.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
I'm talking to people. I'm up in the stands. I'm working.
But that's
the
different, though. You're not. But you're actually writing like articles. You're writing full on, you know, pieces that are really long.
Yeah, but I do write deadline gamers sometimes. Or columns, deadline gamers and columns. Yeah, and it's like,
okay.
And so like in the last, this is. Oh, you want me to rant? Okay, I'm a rant.
Oh God.
No, there's just too many people in the locker rooms. There's people there that in baseball clubhouses. This is how I came up. If somebody had a one-on-one with a player, you did not crowd in on their conversation. It was sort of seen as butting in. It was like impolite. And I came up with those rules. And it started to change. It was like that in the NBA for a while. And then it started to change, mostly with the rise of internet journalists and people being, there's just more and more and more. Like
okay,
I would
30
say
seconds.
There's five times more people in that locker room than there ever used to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Greg wasn't one of them.
Yeah, he wasn't.
No.
All right.
No, sorry.
What about you, Jorge? Do you feel any of this sort of?
No, not me. I mean, it's...
now that you're allowed to growl, it's okay.
but it wasn't up to Momo. It was up to you guys. But
correct.
No, I look. I love Momo. I love it when she's here. I love working with Momo. Like she's looking at me.
I bring
right
you lunch
now.
All the time.
Yeah, she brings me lunch. She just walked out and says, "Would you like some water, some soda?" She's polite, man. She's Momo. Like she's just dope.
Okay.
Like I love working.
Thank
with
you. Thank
her.
You.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That was the wheel of questions.
You're not expecting that answer, huh?
No, I was not. I didn't expect.
I'm just trying to be real.
Yeah. All right. By the way, if you've got Rams tickets, DM me. I'll make sure they wind up in the hands of Rams fans. I don't know if I can buy every pair, but I'll connect people. Right.
You're like your own secondary ticket market right now.
I'm my own. Yeah, I am.
You gonna take a cut?
make sure you listen on Wednesday because we're giving away tickets to the NFC Championship game. Hey, there were some other games. We'll get more of your calls coming up, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, there were other games and interesting nuggets from those games, too, on over the weekend. I think, and not hyperbole, greatest weekend in the history of the NFL.
Real quick breaking news for you, Mace.
Yep.
According to Dave McMenamin, Anthony Davis has been upgraded to probable for Tuesday's game in Brooklyn.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Anthony Davis back.
And that means, so Brooklyn, so that means no Kyrie. It'll be just Harden because KD's out. So that all of a sudden becomes a winnable game for us. Chris, when did this become Momo complaining about how good her seats are?
I know. Everybody, this is not going well for me online either. All right. Somebody just wrote, damn, Ramona, you coming off snobby. I'm
like, yeah, snobby. We're coming coming back next. We're getting back to the meat and potatoes, man. Great NFL weekend. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.